Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's, what is it? It's Tuesday. After the Mandy Awards, we're gearing up for NBA free agency, which is officially going to start on Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So right in the middle of our show, we'll keep you up to date on that. I think we know Westbrook opted into his contract. We know Kyrie opted into his contract. And I think those are Bates and John Wall took a buyout. Reports are that John Wall is going to wind up with the Clippers when all is said and done. So Shams Charania was on the Pat McAfee show. Shams works for Yahoo. And he talked about Russell Westbrook on this Lakers team in 2022-2023.
Russell Westbrook opted in. He's going to opt in. It's a no-brainer. $47 million. His future is in L.A. The Lakers want to see this work this upcoming season. From everything I've been told, there have been different trade scenarios that have been thrown out, I guess speculated on. But with the new coach, Darvin Ham, I really believe this front office group, this management group, the coaching staff, Russell Westbrook, they all want this to work. And we've seen Darvin Ham, Rob Pelinka, they've all been vocal publicly saying, we want him back and we want him in a position where he can play both sides of the ball. We want him to be more of a defender. Darvin Ham's going to bring that. And I do believe they feel like Russell Westbrook is the fit for this team.
Look, they're putting a lot of faith in this working out with Russell Westbrook. And when all is said and done, there's just no market for him. Even if they wanted to move him, they wouldn't be able to move him in this market. It's just he is, we always use wins above replacement as a stat to sort of measure the overall effectiveness of a baseball player. In the NBA, that's VORP. Now, I don't know how you add VORP or anything else, but VORP is essentially the same thing as wins above replacement. Russell Westbrook, a .2, so he really is a replacement-level player at this point in his career, and the Lakers are counting on him for a lot, for a big adjustment, for a big shift in mindset, hoping that Darvin Ham is going to be able to get through to him, and there's no guarantee that that's going to work.
No, but it is kind of what you have left.
This is what you got. Exactly. Yeah.
You and there are some people out there that think, well, maybe this Kyrie thing isn't over. But it sure seems like it is, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know how could it not be over?
Well, the argument would be that once you tell a guy he can go get his own sign and trade done, you really don't want him anymore. So if he says he's coming back, do you really want him back? You know, one of those deals.
Yeah, one of those deals, right. Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, it would still require a very complex sign and trade to be able to do it. And the Lakers would have to involve a third team and all that kind of stuff. I guess it's not impossible, except, when I hear guys like Shams and guys like Woj talk about it, it sounds like they're just prepared for Westbrook to come back. As opposed to Westbrook's on the move, as opposed to they're going to make a deal for Kyrie, any of that stuff. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're at a point where we know the big three. We know those couple other guys who are on the roster, Kendrick Nunn, who didn't play last year. We've got Austin Reeves. We've got maybe Stanley Johnson. We've got maybe that's it. And then the big three.
Right. So there's going to be a lot of other people around. Kendrick Nunn's going to be in there. There's going to be a lot of people that need to get signed. And we'll see. The whole thing's coming down to if LeBron and AD are healthy, you got a puncher's chance.
Yeah,
but that's a big if.
You still got to put the right cast around him. Ten years ago today, Anthony Davis was drafted by the New Orleans Pelicans, and his legacy is, I guess, he's made 8 All-Star games in 10 years. He's 4 times All-NBA. He's an NBA champion, and yet still. Still, especially after the last couple of years, I'm kind of disappointed. I'm kind of underwhelmed after the last 2 years.
Well, let's see. I mean, when he's right, he's an unbelievable player. So let's see what he, I mean, he's, let's see if he can get himself right. You know, part of any job is your availability.
Sure.
So that's a big question for him, but his talent has never really been questioned.
No, not at all.
So there you go.
Not at all. But to include him, like, for example, there was a time when I would say best top five player in the game. That's no longer true. Top three big man in the game. That's no longer true.
Well, wait a minute. Embiid, Jokic, who would you take before AD?
Embiid, Jokic, Giannis.
Well, is Giannis a big guy, though? I mean,
sure, he's a big guy.
He kind of plays point guard.
So yeah, I know, but Anthony Davis sort of plays the four. I mean, yeah. In terms of big guys, guys that are actually all
Giannis
that size,
is like a unicorn. He can do like anything.
Giannis is just a joke.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a new series. Is it a series or a movie,
a movie
about Giannis?
It's a movie.
An acted movie, not yeah. a documentary?
No, but they hired actors who
it's
play the
Rise.
Three. Yeah, who play the three Antetokounmpo boys, including Giannis, and it's how they made it all made it to the
Have
NBA.
We heard anything good about this yet?
I haven't heard. I haven't talked to anybody who's seen it.
Yeah, I haven't either. I haven't either. Oh. It's on Apple. It's on Apple Plus. I will say, on a side note, and I heard them mention this on the morning show, but I think it's worth mentioning again. The question is it possible that movies are making a comeback? This last weekend was the first time since 2018 that four movies grossed in excess of $20 million. The Black Phone is one, Top Gun, Jurassic Park, and the Elvis movie. Four movies, $20 million plus. John, are movies coming back officially?
I hope. I mean, you're the one that's kind of put the fear in me that movie theaters may not be around in 10 years. I mean, I hope that's not true. But who knows? I mean, one thing that, like Lightyear, a lot of people aren't going in person because I think they're staying and waiting for it to come. Can you get it now on Disney Plus?
I don't think so, no.
But I think they're waiting.
No, you would know.
No,
can't
I'm going
get
tonight.
It. Are you going tonight?
Yeah, we're going tonight.
Yeah. I don't know. Some people don't love Lightyear.
Is it a Pixar movie?
Yeah, it's a Pixar movie.
They almost always nail
it. They usually do. So this isn't as big. The next big one is going to be Thor, Love, and Thunder. John, I know I'll see you there.
No, you will not.
The Rise of Gru, it's a Minions movie. That comes out this weekend.
Oh,
that's going to be a big
Minions.
One.
I saw the Minions. I saw the first Minions movie, and I haven't seen any of the ensuing Minions movies.
Yeah, there have been some deep plot twists and some layered character development with some of those Minions.
Those noises that they make are very layered.
Noises that they make. Very subtle.
Something about bananas.
Exactly. So Charles Barkley is famous for not liking social media. He's not on social media. He doesn't want to be on Twitter. He doesn't want to be on Instagram. He doesn't want to be on TikTok, any of it, except maybe he does. Here's a little exchange. The part of this that I don't fully understand is this woman walks up to Charles Barkley and says, "Can you shoot a TikTok of me? Can you shoot a TikTok of me?" And so here is that exchange, and you can hear Charles towards the end of it, all in on TikTok.
Excuse me, can you take a video of me right now?
What do you need me to do?
Just yeah, hold that, like, just hold it, Mason. Thank you. Okay.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Wait, can I get in myself in it?
Do you want to do a selfie?
I want to do a selfie.
Do a selfie.
I want to do a selfie.
Does she know
I'm
this
not
is
in the
Barkley
picture right now? This is just you. Hey, so how do I make this work for me? I want both of us to be in it. Hey, I want both of us to be in it.
Hi.
This is a TikTok.
This is a TikTok.
I want to do a TikTok where we both in it. Hey, I want to be in this tick thing. I want to be
tick
in this
thing.
Tick thing.
Yeah,
we got this.
Okay, we got it.
Got
yeah, now it's unclear to me whether she even knew that that was Charles Barkley when she asked Charles to shoot the video of her. And I don't think she knows what she has in the TikTok with Charles, which is now out there and is doing gangbusters on the TikTok. But there's Charles on the TikTok. Ireland, you're not a... Do you ever scroll through TikTok?
I do not. Matter of fact, like today, Lisa texts me, she goes, "You've been hacked on Facebook." And I went, "Facebook? I don't even check Facebook." She goes, "Well, somehow you've been hacked." And I like somebody sent out a post under my name that they were soliciting money for something.
Oh, really?
So I wrote my first post in like 5 years. I wrote, "Hey, I'm not asking anybody for money. Ignore it. Blah, blah, blah." And I changed my password. and I closed all the Facebook applications.
Right,
but I don't know if anybody, I mean, I think it's just easy to get hacked on TikTok and Facebook and
no, it definitely
else.
Is. Yeah, you don't even have to join, though. Like, my mom is not a member of TikTok. She doesn't have a TikTok handle, any of that stuff, but she still scrolls through it to look at funny videos of cats doing stupid things and dumb dog tricks and people doing goofy dances and recipes. She loves recipes. That's what Facebook, actually, Facebook is now for recipes, political angriness, and the live tour. Those are the three things on Facebook that you can get right now if you want. And apparently John Ireland, you can also get.
Yeah,
John
but
Ireland.
Don't pay any attention because I never post anything on Facebook.
All right, coming up next. Do we have a next? Yeah, let's come up next. We've got John. I actually think I want to throw this out.
All right, what is it?
If I was to ask five of your friends.
Five. Okay, so I would have to have five friends.
And I'm sure you do.
Okay.
Five of your friends to each come up with an adjective to describe you.
Okay.
What adjectives would come up? And we'll do that for Jorge. We'll do that for producer Greg. We'll do all that coming up next for you. Plus, John, a man after your own heart. Guy's starting a brand new dating show, and I think you're going to like it.
I may already be in.
You may be. You may be. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
So what's up?
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
That's Russell Westbrook after he...
Is anyone else in that video with him?
Nope, just him in the car.
Okay.
Just like I do, driving around, singing. John, do you sing when you drive around?
TikToking.
Yeah, why not?
TikToking.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're singing today.
Yep, exactly. So, all right, so I did this exercise that came across online. And it's if I asked five of your friends to come up with adjectives to describe you, what five would most likely come up?
Okay. So it would depend who you ask. But I think one thing that would come up would be exuberant.
Exuberant. Okay. That's
that
good.
That would come up.
Yep. You're all in all the time.
Yeah. I think positive. I tend to be
positive.
A glass half full guy.
Okay.
I think restless.
Restless. Interesting.
Because I don't sleep.
Yeah.
Exuberant,
positive, restless.
Okay. How about I'm trying to think. Oh, wait. We may have Tommy Lamps.
Oh, okay. Hang on. We'll return to that exercise. But right now, we've been searching the building today because in the centerpieces of all of the Mandy's tables, there are photos of everybody from the station, 16 photos, including Boss Amanda. And the photo of Boss Amanda is just stunningly awful. And we have questioned everybody here about this.
Everybody.
Everybody here. We
Except
talked to
the man who's in charge of the department
Correct.
That put on the Mandy's.
Fun and Games
that's
Department.
The great Tommy Lamb, who Mason and I have known for many, many years.
Yes.
Tommy and Mason and I worked together at the old place. Tommy, this picture that you now see.
Of Amanda.
Of Amanda.
Yeah.
Yes,
is,
specifically.
How did this fall through the cracks? How did the program director end up with a photo like that on all of the Mandy's artwork? It came directly from your department. What say you?
Honestly, this was the last thing we had to do for mm-hmm. the Mandy's, like the last piece.
Okay.
Because the centerpiece...
Explain how the centerpieces get done.
The centerpieces, well, the design takes... The design piece is one.
Okay, who designed it?
Nick Yen, who did the trophies and all the other creative. So
does Nick know Amanda?
Nick doesn't, but we... we were supposed to send him all the photos of our host and producer.
Well, I would argue, Tommy, that, and I think you would agree, 15 of the 16 photos are excellent. Then there's Amanda.
That's just Amanda being a different personality. Right? I mean, what?
What do you mean, what? It is the worst picture of Amanda I've ever seen. You and I have known Amanda for roughly the same amount of time. I defy you to come up with a photo.
Is Amanda upset about this photo?
Upset is an understatement.
She's not happy.
How did you do that?
Is it that terrible?
Tommy, look at it. Look at it.
The worst ever.
Come on, man. You cannot think that's nothing.
It's not that bad.
Everybody else is
smiling. Tommy.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy, if we put a picture of you like that on anything public, you would kill us.
Look, if this is the worst thing that happened out of the Mandy's, I mean, I'll take it.
Who had final approval?
I did.
Who ordered the code red?
You had final approval.
Who turned? Who looked at that picture and said, here's a picture of Amanda. Use this.
Here's a good shot of Amanda. She was really grumpy this day.
She looks like she just got out of back surgery. Uh-huh. Let's use this picture.
I will take the blame for this one.
Dead.
You're taking Tommy's taking the fall.
Yeah, I'll take the fall.
All right.
If this is the worst thing that happened for the Mandy's, I will.
It actually might be. The Mandy's was pretty successful.
That's what I'm saying.
If this is
the worst thing,
I will not be there next year.
She just went full Michael Thompson on you.
If this is the worst thing that happened, I will take it.
By the way, everything else went perfectly.
I'll take the L.
You'll take the L.
Taking the L on this.
Carlo, I'll take the L for this.
All right.
One.
So next year, okay, now that Tommy has agreed to do this, is Amanda still back there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
Amanda,
sure,
next year for the Mandy's, there will be 17 pictures, and the 17th picture will be of Tommy Lamb, and you, Amanda, get to pick it.
Oh, I like that. Amanda, how's that feel?
That is your punishment for taking the L, all right? So and
that's not good enough. That's not good
enough. What do you mean? You get to pick it. You can take whatever picture you want.
No, I need better payback here.
I'm not limiting your payback to that. I'm just getting you something.
No, his face needs to be one of the ugliest pictures of him plastered on the screen. No,
on the side of LA
large.
On the side of LA Live
on
for an
LED
entire
board.
Day on the LED
yes.
board.
Yes.
All right, it will be, and you could write, "This is Tommy Lamb.
Yes.
He works at ESPN LA, and this is my favorite picture of him."
Yeah, and can we actually maybe get some billboards around town too?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you maybe shouldn't have taken that as casually as you did.
Yeah.
Tommy, at the end of the day, very successful event.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, really, really pissed off Amanda. congratulations.
No, the Mandy's were
event.
Unbelievable.
The Mandy's were spectacular.
But that picture
case resolved.
All right.
It's Tommy.
There it is. Tommy's taking the hit.
Tommy Lamb, vice president of marketing for...
And you'll be seeing him, Tommy, on a LED board near you.
Yes, absolutely.
In the very foreseeable future. Congratulations again, though. Seriously, it was awesome.
It was a great night, great show. We had a blast.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, all right. So there it is.
Okay.
Tommy taking
the fall.
Still a great night, according to those who were there. All right, so you asked me...
The five adjectives used to describe
So I'll give you two more. I said exuberant.
Positive and restless.
Okay. How about this? Chatty.
Chatty is good.
All right. And I get one more?
Yep.
I would say fair-minded.
Fair-minded.
I am nothing else if not fair-minded.
So John's five adjectives are exuberant, positive, restless, chatty, and fair-minded.
Yes. How about you? What are your five?
Okay, so my five go like this. Moody.
Yep, that's a good one for you.
Compulsive.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Stoned.
I don't know if that's an adjective.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Which will surprise people.
You are very quiet.
I don't talk much when I'm not on the radio. I'm a very quiet person. And the last one, I will say reckless. I have a very wide reckless streak. Bergman, what about you?
So I talked about it with Amanda, too, so she helped me out with this. Outgoing.
Outgoing, yes.
Sensitive in a good way, which I didn't know there was a good way. Welcoming, like I have my friends staying with me, welcoming.
Oh, that's right. Forever.
Probably
one
too
of those
welcoming.
People leaving, my God.
Jorge said Petey. So,
oh, Smokey, nice.
Smokey, yeah, Smokey, exactly. And then Dance Machine after the salsa dancing from the other
Dance night. Machine. He did have a dance groove going on. Jorge, what
it's
about
like 30
you?
Seconds long, too.
Well, these guys helped me out, too. They said funny.
Funny, yes.
Talented, passionate, multitasker, and loving.
These are good wow. ones.
Yeah, that's what they said.
God, mine were awful.
Yeah, I think yours were the worst.
Yours are like loving and happy. Loyal. And mine are moody and reckless and quiet and stoned and compulsive.
Oh, somebody who would know just sent me a note that Disney Plus has the Rise movie about the Antetokounmpos, not Apple.
Oh, Disney Plus. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Disney Plus, not Apple Plus. It's called Rise, and it's about the Antetokounmpo brothers. All right, there's one other thing I was going to get to here, John, which is a brand new dating show. Now, you love a good dating show.
I love a bad dating show.
What is your current favorite dating show?
Well, I consider like all those Bravo shows, even the Real Housewives shows, are basically dating shows.
Like Southern Charm.
Southern Charm is a dating
Below
show.
Below Deck.
Below Deck is a dating show. Summer House is a dating show.
By the way, these are all on in the background for me because Juan does watch all these like you.
Yeah, and can't get enough of them. Last night, I was watching Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, yep. And they got some new hot Dubai housewife who's now like my favorite one.
Really?
Yeah, so it's ever-changing.
Andy Cohen is, and I don't watch
What Happened Live show.
But you gotta love the guy, man. He created this entire Bravo universe.
He has his own channel on Sirius, by the way.
Deservedly so. I mean, he's funny and he's talented and he's created this whole big thing. All right, so here's the new dating show. 7 days, 5 men, 1 house. What could go wrong? Lifetime.
5 men, 1 house.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like you and your college buddies, but go ahead.
Lifetime's newest reality show, 5 guys a week, centers on one leading woman each episode as she dates 5 men all at the same time, all living in her house. The network.
So she lives there too.
Yeah. The network calls it a totally immersive social experiment that redefines relationship television. Over the course of each week, cameras capture the tension, twists, and romance that inevitably ensue when 5 men compete for one lady all under one roof. They're sharing bathrooms. They're finding bedrooms. They're cooking. There's a very competitive cocktail hour, etc.
How would you define a competitive cocktail hour?
Well, because at the end of the cocktail hour, one guy's going home.
Hey.
Because at the end of every episode, the woman must eliminate one prospect.
Okay. So, she's just going to pick the best-looking guy.
Is it always the best-looking guy?
Yeah.
Well, for you,
normally.
It'd be the richest guy. If one guy was rich and one guy was good-looking, would she not go with the rich guy in your universe?
Mm.
If one guy has, as they say, pocket personality.
Yeah, he might win. But is there any way she can tell who has the most money?
Yeah, I don't know if they're exchanging bank statements. I don't know if they're actually exchanging bank statements or not. But, I think... Look, it's funny. They're twisting dating shows. They're twisting cooking shows. Did you see the one where there's one guy in the kitchen who's like putting too much salt in everybody's food? They call that one Rat in the Kitchen.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
you be able to figure out who the rat is?
Well, that's the whole game is figuring out who the rat is.
See, that's one rabbit hole I haven't gone down that I think you have, are cooking shows.
Cooking shows are fun.
Michael likes cooking shows.
Yeah, I mean, I learned words like amuse-bouche, and I learned, what's the one where it says umami? Umami means salty, I think. You guys,
amuse-bouche is the thing they give you at the beginning of a meal to just give you a taste
of something,
right?
Supposed to be just a bite. Just a bite. Yeah, but I learned all that stuff on cooking shows. Sue Kolinsky used to do Top Chef. That was one of her shows.
Really?
Which is a...
She was on it?
It's a great show. She was the producer of Top Chef.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So she helped make all those stories. But the cooking stuff is... I can just sit and watch an episode of Chopped with Ted, the guy with the glasses, and be totally satisfied. But the new dating show, John, is that a thumbs up for you on
Hell
Lifetime?
Hell yeah. I'm in on all of them.
You're in.
The bigger the train wreck, the more it is for me. That's what I you know, and they find these girls, and they're all great looking, and they've had like 19 boyfriends in the last year and a half.
Yep.
And those are the types of shows that are right up my alley.
All right, coming up next for you, John, Consumer Reports has put out a list of the best and worst tasting fast food chains.
Okay.
So think about that a little bit. We'll do that coming up. Plus, Bobcat is coming next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all exchanging text messages about what we think John Ireland's lie of the day might be, whether he's told it or not. Don't forget, lie of the day today is a really cool prize. We're hosting our very own All-Star Friday Night Extravaganza, which includes our Wiffle Ball Bash Home Run Derby, and you can be one of the participants if you win today's Lie of the Day. It's all happening Friday, July 15th at the City of West Covina Sports Complex. The Field of Dreams, they call that. It is free and it is open to the public. We'll be doing the shows all day long. You get the Lie of the Day, and you will be in our Wiffle Ball Bash. Plus, you'll get two tickets to the Capital One Play Ball Park and MLB Live in downtown L.A. July 16th through the 19th. It is the ultimate fan experience with something for the whole family. For tickets and info, visit allstargame.com. We all put in our guesses.
The reaction, by the way, still to this picture of Amanda is rolling in every 5 minutes. Timmy the Scot says, Amanda, fire that person. No way that was an oversight.
Tommy already took the L.
Yeah, but Amanda outranks Tommy.
But so far, there have been no ramifications.
By the way, Serena Williams is in a tiebreak. It's 6-5 against Tan.
Well, if it's 6-5, that means she just won it.
No, I mean, no,
you have
no,
to
no.
win by two.
You have to win by two, yeah. So this could be the point to get Serena.
Well, you know, there was a lot of talk that Serena, this might be one of her last majors. And, ooh, she just hit it
so
out.
So it's 6-6.
Yeah, so if she goes out in the first round, this could be it.
By the way, this is the first time I've really ever watched tennis, so I'm really into it.
So now whoever wins 2 points in a row wins it.
Well,
right?
Don't you? Once you get to seven, isn't it?
No, it's a 10-point tiebreaker, and you got to win by two.
10-point?
Yeah, they played a 10. They have 10. They played 10 points, but right now it's 6-6.
Right.
It was 5-5, so it's 6-6. If Serena wins the next two, she wins it.
Is she done after this? If she
whoever
if
loses, she loses is eliminated.
No, I know they're eliminated, but is she done playing majors?
A lot of people
here?
Think she might be. If she goes out in the very
the
first round.
Yeah.
She's, a lot of
she's
people.
She's playing somebody I've never heard of. And by the way, that's not expected. I don't follow tennis at all, so I have no idea who this person is.
I'm with you. This is it's over 3 hours. That's long,
oh,
right?
Over a 3 hour match.
Right,
yeah,
and there are some people
matches.
That want the women to go best 3 out of 5. No, you don't want the women to go best 3 out of 5, or so you'd have like 5 hour matches. You know, this is good, but you know, we'll see if she can get. Boy, this is a big, big upset if she gets bounced in the first round. She just twisted her ankle. She just twisted her ankle. She might be done.
Whoa. Serena Williams. All right, so we're keeping track of that.
This is exciting, Mace.
Is it break time?
No.
We just came back. But you teased something interesting. I can't remember what it is.
Oh, the restaurant. Yeah. Well, I mean, then we got all caught up in Serena, and Bergman's doing play-by-play of Serena Williams versus Tan from France.
Yeah, but Mace, this could be the last time you see Serena. This point right
this
here.
Point right here.
Could be the last time you see Serena Williams at a major.
Serena.
And she's up against it if she, like.
And now they're volleying. They're volleying back and forth.
Serena looks dead.
Serena does look dead. Dives for that one. It's over.
She's done.
Serena Williams is done.
Yeah, she's tired.
That's too bad.
Yep. That's the end.
Sorry, Serena.
So Serena Williams loses to unheralded 10.
Wait a minute.
What, are they still going?
Yeah, maybe do you have to get to 10? Do I not understand the tiebreaker right?
I was just going with what you said.
Yeah.
Now they're going to play another point, even though 10 is
up. Maybe you have to get to 10.
Oh, you have to get to 10?
I don't know. I thought that was it.
We're really good with tennis. You should come to us when you want to learn about tennis.
Yes, we are your tennis.
your tennis hot.
Doesn't Lisa play tennis a lot?
All the time. She would know.
Oh, now it's 8-7.
Okay. Right, yeah, and I don't know what they're doing.
Does it still
now
have to be the two? Or do you still have to win by two when it gets to 10?
I have absolutely no
idea. Text Lisa. What's happening.
We will keep you up to date on
Lisa
that.
Lisa is probably playing tennis right now.
While Serena is playing?
Yes. We will keep you up to date on that. Okay, so I got a list from Consumer Reports on the best and worst tasting fast food restaurants.
Okay.
I've been very careful to eliminate any potential sponsors from this list, on the good or the bad. All right, so... worst list. When I say
it's first player to win 10.
Okay. When I say what's the worst fast food place, what do you say?
What's the worst fast food place? Probably one of the one of the taco joints, like Taco Bell, Del Taco. You know,
Taco
something.
Bell
is that number one?
Taco Bell is on the worst list. I've got a list of the worst. If I say worst, what do you say, Jorge?
Wendy's.
The worst.
Eh, I'm not a fan. Hardly ever go there.
Wendy's is on the
start
good
getting
list.
Frosty,
on the
man.
Good list. Bergman, worst.
I go with Arby's.
Yeah, Arby's.
Arby's.
But Arby's does have the
beast. Serena lost.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
9-7 for some reason.
10-7.
10-7.
Was it 10-7? Okay.
Yeah, she's got the point.
Unheralded Tan.
Harmony Tan.
Harmony Tan.
From France.
Yeah, good for her. Sorry for Serena. All right, Jorge, Arby's came up?
Yeah.
What do they say the best one is?
The best ones, they say, are A&W, which I don't even know where they're
I think
is
that's
an
a Midwest A&W. Thing.
Yeah. Auntie Anne's, which I think is the
isn't that a pretzel place?
It's the pretzel place in the mall. Quiznos. Quiznos is good.
All right.
Hardee's, never ate there. Jimmy John's.
Well, Hardee's is like Carl's Jr.
I go to Jimmy John's a lot.
Carl's Jr. is on the good list.
The greatest thing about Jimmy John's, you go up, you order your sandwich. By the time you pay and go fill up your drink, your sandwich is done.
Burger King, Carl's Jr., Jack in the Box, and McDonald's are all on the best list, along with Sbarro, which is fantastic. There is a Sbarro in Times Square. Don't roll your eyes at me. There is a Sbarro in Times Square where they, you know how when you go to Whole Foods and you buy a salad and you do it by weight, right? Like how much does a whole salad weigh and you pay a certain price per pound? So whenever I go to New York, I will go to the Sbarro on the very first night and I will get a full tray of
lasagna
and eggplant parm and chicken parm and pasta
baked
and all
ziti.
That stuff, baked ziti. And you pour it all into one thing, then they weigh it. And you basically I bought 2 pounds of Italian food for the night. It's delicious. Sbarro is great. In any airport, Sbarro. Love it.
What weight are you at now?
I came down again. I am at 212 on the dot.
On the dot.
Good for you.
Are you on the loser? No, you're not on the loser app. You're on
the new map.
Noom.
It's the new one. The new map. Psychological. They get into your psychological actions.
We don't have a drop for the Noom app, but we do have for the Lose It app.
We do have for the Lose It app, which has worked like crazy for you.
It did.
And are you now just trying to maintain, or are you trying to lose more?
Now I'm just trying to maintain, and now I need to go on the Peloton so I can, you know, tighten it up.
When's the last time you were on the Peloton?
Oh, boy. Month and a half, two months?
Wow.
It's like a dust collector.
It is. It's basically, you got a lot of clothes hanging on?
No, there's like a sweatshirt on it, and that's
sweatshirt.
About it.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Hasn't been washed.
And a hat, a couple socks.
No, it's been washed.
Socks, just worn that kind of stuff.
No, none of that stuff. Yeah. Not anymore.
Because I would buy that Peloton.
Mason would call that a hanger.
I'm going to go on it. Next week.
TikTok it.
We want to see it on TikTok.
Nobody wants that.
All right, coming up next for you is Bobcat. Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation.
Either way, Blue Nile's Diamond Guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Bobcat. All right. Time for Bobcat. So today on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max,
yes,
they were talking about the Cowboys. Shocker, I know. Talking about the Cowboys. And they wanted to know who had the most pressure this season, Dak Prescott or Mike McCarthy. So, who is it, John?
I think it's McCarthy.
Yeah,
Prescott has a long-term deal. He's getting paid no matter what. He's proven he can win with multiple coaches. He was good with Jason Garrett. He's been good with McCarthy. I think if Mike McCarthy-Mace misses the playoffs this year, that he's out. I think they'll go get somebody else.
Well, I think especially with Sean Payton out there and potentially available, and Jerry Jones has long coveted having Payton as his head coach, I would imagine that the pressure is completely on McCarthy, especially given what you said, John, that Dak Prescott is under a long-term deal. They just broke the bank. They just made a commitment to him. They have much more sunk cost with Dak Prescott than they do with Mike McCarthy. So I think McCarthy is the guy with the most pressure on him.
Bobcat.
So we complain a lot about announcers, right? I still believe to this day, to my dying day, that John Smoltz hates the Dodgers.
Oh, there's no question.
You're both idiots.
John Smoltz hates the Dodgers. It's not close. I mean, he played for the Braves. He hates the Dodgers. It's okay. You're allowed to.
Yeah.
Well, NBC Sports is going to try something wild this Sunday on Peacock, a broadcasterless baseball game between the Tigers and Royals. They will have hosts that give a tour of the ballpark, talk to special guests, and give you the sights and sounds of the stadium. What do you think about the broadcasterless booth, and will you watch it to see what it's like at a 9 a.m. start time in Los Angeles?
I'd rather have announcers. I mean, other networks have tried this before. I'd rather have announcers. I'm probably not going to check it out. You can do a game with no announcers. It's just harder to follow.
See, I think baseball is a complex game. Like, if I'm watching a football game, I pretty much know what's going on. Like, when I'm at a Rams game, I'm not getting play-by-play, and I can still follow things. Baseball, same thing, but it's a more complex game with more wrinkles and more nuggets and more interesting stuff and side angles and all that kind of stuff. So I think the announcer-free game is a terrible idea. I will not be watching. It's not a Dodger game, is it?
No. It was a Tigers and Royals game, which
Good.
Are two bottom-of-the-barrel teams.
Two teams nobody
AL
gives a
Central
damn about. If I was an announcer, I wouldn't even show up to that one.
They do have hosts.
Probably
in the
nobody wanted to do the game. It's like Royals, Tigers. Nah,
yeah,
I'm
no,
gonna
thanks.
Sit that
on
way
a Sunday at
on
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Yeah, no.
Yeah, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I've got to go to church.
But if you could.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you at church. You're awake.
Bobcat.
All right, Jorge, what you got?
Okay, so there's a guy in the UK. His name is Steve Keeler, and he just broke a Guinness World Book of Records for lifting 285 pounds with his middle finger. How ridiculous are these things getting?
285 pounds with his middle finger.
His middle finger. No, he's like, I have the video. Hold on.
Okay, you have the video. So
I'm going to start to do a countdown.
Oh, I see. He's pulling it up. He's got his middle finger, right, and he's going to pull the weight up.
I would lose my finger.
You can do it, Steve.
Yeah,
you've
that's
done it before.
You know, I like all these stupid things.
Come on, Steve.
Would you try that?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do how much.
Two,
does it look
three,
like the hardest world record
four,
in the world?
Five.
I mean, that's a lot of weight. How much weight was it?
285 pounds.
285. Yeah, I don't have that in there.
He's got a great accent, though.
Yeah, he does have a great accent. I said to Bergman, I said, today is National Paul Bunyan Day.
Yeah.
And the only thing I thought was, I wonder who amongst the four of us would win an arm wrestling tournament.
Well, I wouldn't.
Easy.
I think it'd be Jorge.
Jorge, you think you'd win easy?
For sure.
No.
Oh, you want to take me on it? Let's go.
You would not.
Right, let's do it. Who do you think would win?
Yeah. I'll bet big money on Jorge right now.
Yeah, let's
Jorge.
Do it.
That's why I said it was Jorge. Who do you think it would be, Mason?
Mason thinks it's him.
No chance.
This is not my strong suit, but Jorge's not very intimidating.
No, you're not either. You're not either. So it's all good.
All right, I'll bet. If let's do it.
Okay.
Arm wrestling. We'll do it in the next break.
Yeah.
I'll bet. How much can I bet, Bergman?
Whatever you want. You have. You want to know how much you have? You have 102,500 or 90,500.
90,500. I will bet 10 grand on Jorge.
Wow.
There you go. So now Mace is getting scared. Look at him.
And Mace, how about you? Bet 10 grand on you.
That much of
10 grand on you.
What do I have, Bergman?
You have 100 and. Well, I can't. That's not good. 117,000.
117.
Bet 10 grand on yourself. Put your money where your mouth is.
I will bet $17,000 on myself.
Okay.
Wow.
$17,000 on me.
All right, forget during the break. We'll do this live at 3
we'll
o'clock.
Do it live!
Jorge, you have 261,000.
Oh, you should bet big on yourself.
Oh, yeah, why not bet big?
Yeah, give
You're
me
so I mean,
75,000.
I'm a huge underdog. Am I getting odds, by the way?
No.
Oh, Jorge.
61.
You know odds?
Give me 50
grand. 50K on himself. I love it.
Mythical dollars.
I am not betting on myself.
Betting on himself. You got to like anybody that bets on themselves.
Yeah.
Although I do think I have a good chance.
All right. Bergman, what do you got?
It's next. We're into the next thing.
Correct.
Bobcat.
Yeah, that's how the segment works.
I don't know. What are we doing here? Where am I? Adrian Peterson has announced that he is going to fight Le'Veon Bell on July 30th at Crypto.com Arena. And also, Swaggy P is going to be fighting a rapper named Blueface on the same
day. Blueface!
I don't know who that is.
I have no idea who it is.
Funchess knew the name, but doesn't know the songs.
Does know the music.
So who are you rooting for, and will you try to go, since it's across the street at Crypto.com Arena, between Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell?
When is it?
July 30th.
Oh, if it was on any other night.
I knew that was coming.
No, I will not be attending. I'm not even sure I would watch this on TV. If people want to go watch Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson flail at each other.
Who is going to buy a ticket to that?
Michael Thompson will buy it.
Absolutely.
You think Michael? No.
He'll be here tomorrow. Michael will be here tomorrow. You can ask him.
Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff I'm just not willing to pay for. Like, what do I care if... Le'Veon Bell fights. Who is he fighting?
Le'Veon Bell is fighting Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, no care. I would
AD all day.
I put money on Peterson, but no, I'm not paying for it. And I'm not paying for it to go live, and I'm not paying for it. Do they actually
do it live?
Do they fill Crypto.com Arena for a Le'Veon Bell fight?
Well, it's the Adrian Peterson part, I would think.
Yeah.
No? I mean, most likely no.
I think this is bridge too far, man. That's not any interest of me. I don't like any of the Jake Paul stuff, any of the Pauls. Anybody named Paul, I just don't like.
What about Bunyan?
Paul Bunyan. I'm okay with. Yeah, no, he was strong. That was all right.
Bobcat.
All right. Celtics assistant coach Will Hardy is 34 years old. And he is now finalizing a deal to become the Utah Jazz head coach. I believe that's the last.
I was hoping Frank Vogel would get that job.
I believe that's the last head coaching job available as well. So how do you think a 34-year-old will handle the tough Donovan Mitchell overrated Rudy Gobert situation?
Well, I don't think that those two players will necessarily be in
Correct.
Utah.
I mean, Rudy Gobert,
one of them is going to get traded. My guess is Gobert.
I would think Gobert is going to be the one to get traded.
But so I don't think Will Hardy's going to have to put up with that. I wouldn't trade Mitchell. He's great.
Well, apparently Will Hardy had to talk a lot about how he would use Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
So Mitchell, I don't think, is going anywhere.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't trade Mitchell for anything.
But 34 years old, isn't that, that's pretty young.
Yeah. Well, that's how old McVay was, right, when he got the job?
Sure, and a lot of people talked about how young he was. But in NBA, you don't see a lot of 34-year-olds getting head coaching jobs.
No, 34 is young. How old was Brad Stevens when he got that job?
Right, I think a little bit older, like 35 to 40, right in there.
Right, so there have been examples of this, but that is really young. And never did he play in the league?
He played in Division III basketball.
Division III. So never played at the NBA level at all.
Nope.
Okay. So it's kind of like a Nick Nurse situation.
Yes.
Bobcat.
Okay, Pirtle time.
All right.
Okay.
I'm running out of questions here, people. Going too fast. Amanda's over Pirtle, but this could be the last one if you don't like it.
Oh, Amanda's over Pirtle?
Yes.
Okay. It's fine with me.
That's fine. Yeah, if you guys want to stop it, I'll stop it. I don't care. Mason, give me a name, any name that's currently in the NBA.
Let's go with Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard. It's Dwight Howard, by the way.
Dwight.
In the West, but not the Pacific Division, is either a center or a forward, so most likely a center because he's over 6'10", under the age of 36, and his number is lower than 39.
Okay, so in the West, but not in the...
So how about DeAndre Ayton?
Well, no, he said not in the Pacific, right?
Not in the Pacific.
Oh, not in the Pacific.
So think Midwest, South.
Tall.
San Antonio, tall.
Over 6'10".
New Orleans, Memphis.
New Orleans, Memphis.
What about...
Rudy Gobert?
What about Jaren Jackson Jr.?
Try it.
Jaren Jackson Jr. Jesus, I'm out of questions. It's 250. Jaren Jackson Jr. is the correct answer.
Wow!
That was all Mason.
That was in two.
All right, so if that's the last Pirtle, Mason got it all by himself.
Nice. In two. You got it all by yourself in two.
Pirtle in two.
There you go.
So are we ending it? Pirtle's gone now?
It doesn't matter to me.
It's up to you guys. It's totally up to you whether we do it or not.
Sure, let's take a week off of Pirtle.
Let's take a week off of Pirtle.
Okay, and if we miss it, we'll bring it back.
Oh, you know what you could do? Actually come up with more interesting questions.
I had
more. Ask.
You know what? I have plenty of questions. I always have plenty of questions.
I think there was like two questions.
I put
Pirtle
in because you guys like Pirtle.
You had two questions. Jorge had one question. Then you went to Pirtle.
No. I had four questions.
You're very soft on Bobcat. You're very soft.
There was four questions, and Jorge had one question. So that was five questions and Pirtle. Yeah. So that was six questions.
Yeah.
You're getting way more than bargained for.
All right. Let me.
By the way, I don't think Ireland's lied yet. This is just my personal opinion.
I think he has.
Do you?
I do.
I know it's not the thing that I thought it was.
It isn't?
No, it's not the thing I thought it was. No,
then it's the thing that I thought it was.
It might be the thing you thought it was. It's the thing you thought it was, Jorge?
Me and Bergman on the same page.
Same page, okay. Don't forget we are hosting our very own All-Star Friday Night Extravaganza, which includes our Wiffle Ball Bash Home Run Derby and All-Star Softball Game featuring everybody here at 7:10. All happening Friday, July 15th at the City of West Covina Sports Complex, Field of Dreams. Event is free, open to the public. If you get the lie of the day, and we'll do that at 3:30, you win a playing spot in our Wiffle Ball Bash, our Home Run Derby. Plus, you get two tickets to the Capital One Play Ball Park in MLB Live in downtown L.A., July 16th through the 19th. Ultimate All-Star Fan Experience with something for the whole family. For tickets and info, visit allstargame.com. Again, be in our Wiffle Ball Bash. Now, Juan said something interesting to me last night, since we got a lot of extra time because Bobcat was so soft today.
You guys just went too fast through the questions. It's not my fault.
Never is. What did Juan say?
Okay. Fast track.
So Juan said, we're doing a celebrity softball game.
I don't know if it's a celebrity softball game.
I shouldn't say celebrity. A station softball game. And I have made it very clear that I want to DH. And I said, I can't track a fly ball anymore.
Right.
Haven't touched a baseball in years.
Right.
Juan says, yeah, but if you just DH, you're not going to get one of those great Mason moments that gets played all the time because you're such an idiot.
No, I disagree with Juan. If you hit the ball into the field of play, you will stumble over a base and fall. I don't necessarily think that it would increase your chances of getting.
Oh, yeah, you give me an extra. Because how's this lineup? Now, you're not going to be here. Jorge,
right.
How are you with softball?
Pretty good.
You're pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can't arm wrestle to save
no,
your life.
No, well, okay, sure. We're arm wrestling live in 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Let's yeah, we're going to do it in here. I will play-by-play it. Okay. We have tons of Mythical Money. Mason thinks he can beat Jorge in arm wrestling. Yeah, I don't know where the heck he's getting that idea. You know, that's...
We'll do it live!
Is that what you're trying to do?
What's that?
Going to scare me? Is that what it is?
No, but I'm not afraid of you.
I'm not afraid of you.
It's not like I'm not arm wrestling Schwarzenegger here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Jorge.
Mm-hmm.
It's just our
Jorge, how old are you?
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it.
How
old are you, Jorge?
How old are you?
35.
Mace, how old are you?
Me too.
36. 37. No, you got 20 years.
You got 20 years.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, my resistance training is real, man.
Yeah,
it is real.
He goes, donut with the left hand, donut with the right hand. That's his training.
I am swole.
So that's all coming up next.
So we will do that coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Los Angeles Sports. Yeah! Hooray for us!
That's right.
All right. So it's National Paul Bunyan Day. The only thing
a challenge has been issued and it's been accepted.
Yes. So this is Jorge believes he can beat me at arm wrestling.
Everyone believes Jorge can beat you in arm wrestling.
You bet how much?
What I bet, 10 grand, Bergman?
10,000 mythical dollars.
All right.
I bet 17,000 mythical dollars.
On yourself.
On yourself.
On myself. And Jorge bet
50,000 on himself.
50,000 on himself.
Okay, so here's what we're doing.
Get your ass in here. Let's go.
Are we all wrestling, or is it just going to be
No, it's Jorge against
Mason.
Mason.
Yeah.
Jorge okay.
All right. But I'm having trouble. Okay, so you guys are going to go right there?
Right here. Seems good.
All right. They've both taken their chairs. All right, now, Jorge. Now, Mace, where's your other hand? I think you gotta put your other. No, you gotta put your other hand under. You gotta lock the other hand underneath the.
Oh, lock it underneath.
All right, all right.
Well, you're standing.
You're standing. You gotta sit. You gotta. You either gotta both be sitting or both be standing. Okay. All right. Yeah, just keep your other hand right there. All right. On the count of.
Skinny elbow on the table.
Okay. On the count of. On the.
Hold hands. The other hand.
Yeah.
Underneath.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. There you go. Perfect. All right. All right, all right. Just leave your other hand wherever you put your other hand wherever you want it. All right, on the count of three. One, two, three. It's very close. Jorge thought he could bury him early. Jorge's winning a little bit. Jorge wins it! So Mason, once again, with delusions that he can beat someone athletically in anything, has gone down.
I thought I had him. For a second.
You lasted
there.
Longer than probably I would have.